Hello, I'm Keith Lampe, also known as Ponderosa Pine, and I'm president of the Government of the United States of America in exile. Since most of my experience these past 32 years has been with the U.S. environmental movement, my radio address today is in the form of an open letter to Randy Hayes of Rainforest Action Network. Dear Randy Hayes, greetings, Mom. Hope you're doing well. It seems that most of the U.S. eco-movement currently feels quite on the defensive, so I want to suggest a way to jujitsu the thing and regain the offensive. That is, we point out that the September 11th attacks almost certainly wouldn't have happened if the U.S. had made serious moves into clean alternatives to petroleum as soon as it learned around 1970 that petroleum was a significant threat to coastal populations and outdoor agriculture. Certainly it was U.S. petropolitics that caused Arab anger to rise to such intense levels. Noam Chomsky and Ramsey Clark can provide persuasive verification of this, and perhaps they'd appear at a news conference held to help people towards a broader and deeper understanding of terrorism. For several decades now, U.S. foreign policy has been frequently petro-terroristic, as when 60 years ago, Japan was given an ultimatum aimed at choking off its oil supplies. And for the past 30 or 40 years, the U.S. has systematically sabotaged efforts at improving Israeli-Palestinian relations. And, of course, the September 11th attacks were petro-terrorism in that they were a backlash to U.S. petro-terroristic diplomacy. They killed about 7,000, while Anglo-American petro-terrorism during the past decade has killed 1 or 2 million Iraqis. Many, many more people have died from petro-terrorism in the form of floods, droughts, and other extreme weather events. The petro-terrorists have accomplished a ubiquitous sequel to Auschwitz in which our entire earthly atmosphere is now a toxic gas chamber and their victims, the poor, are terminated via extreme weather events. And of course, one of the most dramatic examples of this is occurring now in, yes, drought-stricken Afghanistan. Plus, North Korea, where the atmospheric gas chamber in the past few years has killed another 1 or 2 million sentient humans. In any case, such a riposte would seem the most effective way to, for example, defend Alaska from additional oil drilling and support the Uwa Indians. It'll be a lot easier to regain the offensive if it's established that the U.S. government had advanced knowledge of the September 11th attacks. For this reason, we must keep a careful independent eye on current investigations of possible stock market profits from such advanced knowledge. We must be sure that the investigations aren't stopped if it's learned that some of the profiteers are card-carrying members of the Homeland Secret Police. You can view a few spectacularly unusual early September put-call ratios for United and American Airlines stock at Snopes.com. The chances of these ratios being, quote, natural are extremely slim. I'm sure you'll recall, Randy, that Rainforest Action Network made its debut as part of a bio concert in Bolinas, California. So your audience both received important information and had a good time. This mood-enhancing way of presenting information is even more desirable now, given the current breathtakingly high U.S. fear levels. Our information is much more trusted whenever we simultaneously are a calming influence and a joy bringer. Maybe Wavy Gravy will put together a bio concert on behalf of a resurgent U.S. eco-movement. Bill McCarthy of the Unity Foundation might also help with such an effort. In any case, all U.S. movements should make much greater efforts now to occur within a culture of support. Otherwise, they're papier-mâché. The activists in D.C. last weekend blundered by doing a rally with a monumentally unfavorable ratio between the number of speeches and the number of songs. Such a rally is much better than nothing at all, but we must hope that its sequel is much less quaint, much less reminiscent of leftist rallies 40 years ago. More soon, Mon. I'm still rather weak from the dengue fever. Yours for the biosphere, Pondo.